Now I know what stinks so bad. Strickland's pitching.
Oh, what can he do? The league requires a woman pitcher. And like I tell my gym class, girls can't play sports.
At least I found one that can get it over the plate, if you know what I mean. I'm having sex with her.
Well, she's no good at sports, right?
PSA they were playing right before we started.
What, like the Coke mule talking about how mom can't pay for college?
My mama can't pay for college, so I have to sell my body. What?
I had to have a key sewn into my estomago. And La Migra found it. Now I'm doing it 50 years to life.
The burros, pinga.
Gracias, mama.
Muy, muy grande. Yeah, man, I didn't know we had real PSAs on here. Good for us. Look at us.
What was it, though? Scholarship something?
Yeah.
You and I immediately just made fun of the fact that she's Spanish. That's all it took.
Great minds, great minds. Yeah, she was looking for money to go to school and did not end up shoving keys in her ass and doing a donkey show. Much as we would have liked that. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. I got the unrelated and equally talented William Papa Giorgio with me today.
Yo.
Listen to the show live every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard at fcac.org/WEBR. Archives the show at impapasbasement.com, as well as my writing, except for the last week where I had a nervous breakdown and just watched TV on Netflix. You can find us on Facebook at Papa's Basement, tweet us at Papa's Basement, and that is it for the intro spiel. Oh, if you want to call 703-560-TALK, 703-560-8255. Please hold off on that. We like to get our rhythm in.
Don't you want to repeat it a third or fourth time? Like, have you noticed that in radio commercials? They will at least repeat the phone number three times, if not more.
Oh, there's one for like Dick Cream on Fox Sports that like gets me every time.
Well, it works, yeah. Mother effer repeats it five times. It does get in your brain.
Well, no,
that's
like
exactly the point.
The second time, you'll hear it. You're like, okay, that's it. They're ready to go.
And it keeps going on.
Yeah, and so you've just chopped off 2 minutes. So now at the end of that segment, you're going to have 2 seconds of dead air. And they have like no little small spacers at JFK. So it's just dead air chilling there. Yeah,
I thought everything had to be like a certain length or whatever.
Yeah, everything's 30 seconds. But if I end, okay, the last 10 seconds of my commercials, 1-800-DICK-CREAM.com, 1-800-DICK-CREAM.com. After the third Dick Cream, you're like, all right, he's got to have said like Dick Cream as many times as he's going to goddamn say Dick Cream. But there's like 17, 1-800-DICK-CREAMS.com. You have to like just know that commercial. It's really annoying. I hear it every goddamn time I'm at JFK, too.
It's like Extends or something.
I don't know if it's Extends. It might be like a baldness pill. It's something with your potency and masculinity. It's something. I want to say it's DICK-CREAM.com. That's the actual brand name. I'm 100% correct on that. I know it.
Are you serious?
No.
No. That'd be great.
I am hamming it up for the radio, sir.
You got me.
My voice is shot. I have like this lumpy little almost like cancer wart under my tongue that's killing me.
The hell is it?
Some like ulcerated canker, which I know. I sound like so goddamn sexy right now.
My lips are chapped as hell. That's annoying me. Every time I open my mouth, it feels like my lips are like splitting open.
Oh, God, we are dying. I blame Maria's house. Something we ate at home.
I guess it's just fall mold. Who the hell knows?
Oh, God, it's just a big lump. It looks like a magic mushroom from Mario growing out of the base of my tongue.
Oh.
Yeah. It ain't
Did
pretty.
You lick any dirty box lately?
No, I've been pretty good on that. Oh, God, are you kidding me? You think I'd be here if, like, I...
Taking a cigar clipper to your tongue right now, like Darkman?
You think if I, like, boxed in, like, the last 2 weeks and I had this thing sprouting from my tongue, I'd be remotely here? I'd be in the ER, man.
You drink from a bottle?
I would be, like, chopping off the little cancerous limb, like District 9. No, it's maybe just stress or something. I don't know, yeah. I mean, like, all that I do, it obviously takes a lot out of me. What with all I've accomplished in this world and all. I just want to give a shout out, by the way, to the guys up front. We got Tom, Alex, and Patrick. They actually were asking about the show as I walked in.
Really? What'd they say?
They wanted to know what I was doing today, and I felt bad giving them an insight into how unprepared I usually am. I'm like, your guess is as good as mine, boys.
What, they actually listen and enjoy it?
I'm guessing, yeah, which is awesome considering what the hell else is on this station. I mean, the lady before me just bitches about, like, homeowners associations.
That is true.
I mean, that's all, you know, she has a great jingle. Don't get me wrong.
That country thing?
Yeah, it's the best jingle ever. I mean, that's like a pro-grade jingle, man.
Dude, you should put it out there. Even though I'm a musician, put it out there to see if someone will come up with a jingle besides me.
Yeah, screw you. I mean, I like Ace of Spades, but a good jingle would be kind of cool.
Something in the vein of Sanford and Son.
Yeah, man, they do a pretty good job around here. Anything that breaks actually isn't their fault, typically. It's guys that don't do their job. Where,
that answers the question why the door isn't beaten down like the Gestapo, like every time we get in here.
Oh, yeah, no, I think they're cool with us.
All right. That's fantastic.
I like having the guy, yeah. The engineers are in the pocket, man.
No longer have to walk out the fire exit after the show. Trip the alarm.
Ashamed of what we said on air. Yeah, but no. They're cool. And
crawl through the S-er like Andy Dufresne.
Through a mile of S-word.
We've hacked out a section of the wall with a little rock hammer.
Hidden with our Rita Hayworth poster. That was a piece of ass.
Is that who that was?
Yeah.
I don't even know who that, I know the name, but I have no idea.
It was a good classic piece of ass, man. You don't,
some good 20s ass.
Yeah, you don't typically look at something there and like not imagine the cobwebs that must be up their vag now, but she looked pretty goddamn slamming.
Women were like a different shape back then, even Marilyn Monroe. Well,
their boobs were like torpedoes.
That and just like the huge hips and stomach was almost like those, what the hell is that famous painting of like just the fat chicks laying out? Is it Michelangelo or something?
I think it's called like Lay Fat Bitch.
That's French. Yeah. What's the English translation?
The Fat Bitch.
Now I get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had a lot of that going on.
Well, I think we have that this day and age, but now it's just taken to a gross extreme. Like if you had that penchant for retaining a little fat,
you get it hacked off.
Well, yeah, or you
starve yourself.
You eat McDonald's and it gets to grotesque proportions, like a duffel bag of jelly taped to you.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you're right, yeah.
I think back then, if you were a little fat, what they fed you wasn't all that gross for you.
There was no, like, processed stuff.
Yeah, so you couldn't get that morbidly obese.
I don't know, though. I mean, Coke and stuff's been around since, like, the 10s.
Yeah, but didn't you work, like, 19 hours
a day
otherwise?
People weren't, like, as gluttonous and lazy. And they're not as sedentary either, you're right.
Yeah, they walked all
walked
the time.
And, like,
they played stickball.
Did manual
stickballs.
Labor.
Stickballs. They did a lot, man. I think it's only really recently we've had just sit on your fat ass office jobs. Maybe like 60s, 70s.
The internet,
70s.
I'm sure, like made it infinitely worse.
Sweet internet. Don't that brings
up a lot
of mixed
emotions.
Walk
to the porn store anymore.
No,
wearing your trench coat and Dick Tracy hat.
Exactly. Yeah, you go to the porn store and get like 10 pounds worth of tapes, which was a nice little cardio workout, bringing them back home. But now you're just pulling out your credit card to pay on a site.
Who does that?
I don't know. Who's ever? I've paid for porn like 3 times in my life.
I did when I was a kid. Like, no, I don't know. That's just awful. To me, that's like almost tantamount to paying for sex.
Yeah, you're a chump.
It's, you're low.
Well, I mean, to this day, I owe you. I remember when we first had AOL and we would log on. I would go to these sites and I want to say my first week with AOL, I would go and it would say, click here if you're 18 or older. And I would be like, well, they can tell I'm not. And hit no. And I still remember the first time we were just clicking it around together. And you're like, oh, 18 and older? Yes. And I was like flabbergasted. I was like, what chicanery?
The FBI didn't like come kicking through the windows on roads.
Yeah, exactly. I was expecting to hear the Huey above us like within 30 seconds.
It's like when John Travolta closes in on Nick Cage and Face Off. It's like swinging through the windows of the assault rifles. Shoot you in the neck.
Shoot the ball guy through it.
Blood spurting out.
Yeah, man. That was revolutionary.
Oh, God. I mean, the internet, like, as uncontrolled as it still is, back then, Jesus Christ. I remember my friend and I, Alex Newhousen, if you remember
Oh,
him.
God. Yeah, the Newhousens. So funny, too, because weren't they like the dorkiest little straight shooters?
It was like every kid we went to school with.
Oh, because we were in the gifted and talented.
A.K.A. the Zionist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of like rich tutor Jewish kids.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that when I was younger.
No, but, no, you're too full of just innocence back then to realize what's really going on, how we kind of had like street smarts and actual intelligence under the belt.
Complete different background.
And then everyone else was just rich and tutored. We don't have to go with Jewish. Not every single kid was Jewish in the class.
But yeah, I mean, it's like you go play at these kids' houses and they're like 10 times the
just
size
mansions,
of our house.
Mansions, man. To this day, the Casa de Papa Giorgio is still the same gerbil cage we were born and raised in. And, I mean, I don't know about you. I felt like S.
Yeah, well, I didn't want kids coming over that house. Are you kidding me?
It was S from both directions, though. Like, I felt bad not having them come over. I would feel bad if they came over. I felt bad going to their house, seeing the life I was missing out on. Oh, my God. We'll get to that later when we review The Social Network. Movies we haven't seen, a bit stolen from Don Geronimo.
It was probably stolen from someone else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He likes to say, steal from me, you're stealing twice. So nice. Steal from me, you're stealing thrice. Ha-ha.
What the hell were we talking about before then?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, the AOL stuff.
This is all we ever do on the show. We just talk.
And Segway and tangents and...
Yeah.
And some people like come that. Back to something.
And then other people will say it's just horribly conversational. It doesn't sound like we have a plot.
I think that's good, though. I mean, that's what I like about talk radio.
As long as it's funny.
I mean, to me, some of the coolest stuff is when they talk about, like, what's going on in the station. You don't know who these people are or, like, what the place looks like.
Oh, I'll give you a station story right now if you want it, or we can finish up AOL.
Sure, why not?
All right.
But basically, back in the Wild Wild West days, remember AOL? And this really, I mean, dates me. What was it, 94 or something?
Yeah, where you had your six account names and you could get one of them banned.
But you had to pay by the minute. Like, yeah. That seems like such an archaic concept right now, like paying for internet minutes. Like a goddamn arcade or something. But,
oh, you might as well say you sent a telegram.
I mean, really. It was like
you might as well talk about like punched out binary code cards being flown to you with a pigeon.
And microfiche.
To bring you the internet.
But yeah, so what we would do is we'd create, like you said, account names where it was like AOL moderator or something like that. And we'd go to these idiots in chat rooms and be like, your account has been compromised. Please give us your account name and your password twice. So we can, like,
people
reactivate
so
your account.
Stupid back
and,
then.
Yeah, a lot of people will be like, hey, F you. Like, they knew it. But then other people will be like, oh, here you go, sir.
Did you ever, like, single out names? Like, incredibly old woman, 42?
No, it was just, like, whoever, I think. We were pretty indiscriminate. And it worked.
Somebody's trusting grandmother, 68.
And the funny thing is, like, not too long after that, like, when you logged into AOL, there's some disclaimer immediately. It's like, no employee of AOL will ever ask you for your password. I mean, I guess we weren't the only ones doing it, but I'd like to think we pioneered the movement.
That it caught on.
It was kind of like, God, I'm trying to think of something comparable. I don't know. Not one person discovered the California Gold Rush. There's probably a few, like...
You're the Green Day of crappy punk rock.
Yeah, just...
The Green Day and the Offspring.
Yeah, we're...
Crappy mid-90s punk.
At the forefront of the movement.
Okay.
Even if we weren't at the very tippy top, but who knows, maybe we were.
You'd like to think that, wouldn't you?
Maybe we didn't take it as far as we could have.
All right, did you miss out on your Facebook Zuckerberg chance?
What, the Segway?
No. I just meant, like, are you... Is this beating you up? Have you held this with you for years? Are you thinking, like, we could have done more?
No, because, I mean, it's just a criminal
dreams
enterprise.
Dreams of credit card fraud dancing through that bald noggin of yours?
No, trust me. Much more, like, criminal seedy activities will take the place in my 30s. Instead of actually working.
All right.
For the big score somewhere.
God. Yeah, we do need to get to the movie reviews. It's all about...
Why not?
Talking robbery. Well, I got the station story to tell.
All right, sure.
It involves a black person. I know you like that. I know you like that. Well, every so often we like to joke about the quote-unquote Source Awards being held next door, right?
Wait, they actually are?
No. Well, the Source Awards
are. All right,
let
me stop playing with the damn phone. All right.
You son of a bitch.
Oh, okay. Now I'm on the trial. Yes. In this station, yes.
Yeah, in this station. All right. We have the real Source Awards.
I turned the phone
Awards.
Upside down.
No. Diddy just walked by. Hold on. I'm all starstruck. I'm fanning myself.
TLU.
Yeah.
All right.
Exactly.
You have my undivided attention.
Oh, do I now?
Yes.
Do I? Are you on team basement right now?
On team Jacob.
Yeah.
Or whatever the hell, yes.
Tell Allison I said hi.
No, I won't because my phone is upside down.
Good answer. Good answer. All right. Sometimes they get a little, there's no way to tell the story without it getting a little, I was about to say, sometimes they get a little rambunctious next door.
Oh, Lord. So this is a story about this station.
It happened like 10 goddamn minutes ago, right before you got in.
Oh, nice. All right.
It's, there's like some kind of hip-hop centric show that takes place next door, and they were really, really cranking the monitors. Like
a TV show, I guess?
A TV show.
And is it like just people breakdancing and stuff?
There was rhythmic dancing, yes, if we want to take it there. There were people hopping around and... So why?
How were they dressed? Were they dressed like modern gangsters? Was it like 80s, like big chains and parachute pants?
I want to say they were dressed like Cuba Gooding Jr. and Boys in the Hood.
I was going to say, like somehow with the station, like I could picture things like 15 years behind the time.
With the yellow shirt with the little black circle right over his one nipple.
Decked out in Raiders gear.
We have a caller. What's up, caller?
Rent.
What?
A rant. He's got a rant.
A rant.
Pay
oh.
attention.
Yeah. Sorry, I was texting too. Will's a bad example. Rant away.
Well, my rant is there is nothing wrong with WEBR.
It's pretty good overall, yeah.
Well, with one exception.
Is it us?
Is a racial slur about to fly out your mouth? Because if so, let me roll twice.
Oh no, you guys are fine, and also the goddess that normally joins you.
Oh yeah, she's great, Kate.
You're not touching yourself as you're talking to us, are you? I'm hearing a little bit of heavy breathing, and you refer to Kate as a goddess. So.
Oh my God, is it that obvious?
Oh, I love it when old people are dirty. What's up?
What do you call a sleepwalking nun?
What?
A Roman Catholic.
Oh, that was horrible.
I don't even get it.
Okay, here's a good radio one.
Okay. Right. Is he just going to drop the F-bomb?
I
would.
No. Okay. This is legit. I can say on the air.
Okay.
The same nun that said a sex change operation.
What?
A transistor.
All right. That was horrible.
Well, I'm sorry.
One more to redeem yourself?
Yeah. Double or nothing?
I'll be here all week.
Oh, God. Right. I'm afraid of that. All right, man. Bye.
Is that one of your Twitter followers?
No. Oh. That was an actual EBR fan.
Uh-oh.
He sounds like a dirty version of Squire who comes in afterward, but it's not Squire. I don't think it's Squire,
God,
man.
That'd be great.
I think it's Squire.
He's just dressed as a woman, putting on lipstick like you, Chevy and Billy Madison.
Crossing my name off the kill
right
list.
Right after he hangs up the phone.
I don't think that's dirty Squire.
No. I don't know.
Squire's a class act.
I mean, did you pick up on, like, the Mel Gibson panting?
Oh, the...
Yeah. Just, like, when he referred to Kate as a goddess, I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Like, is he going to tell us he's, like, pleasuring himself to a picture of her feet from, like, the webcam or something?
No.
He zoomed in on her in sandals.
Definitely. Why does it have to be a foot thing?
I don't know.
Oh, she has the weirdest feet, too.
I don't even
her.
Know. I was just
oh,
picking
my God.
Something.
No, she's always in flip-flops, and, like, I guess the feet look normal. I don't really know one foot from the other, but her pinky toe, like, she barely has a nail on either one. Like, it's just
dude,
this...
do I, dude. When I cut my pinky toe, like, I almost clipped the whole nail off.
Ah, Jesus H, that weirds me out to hear about it. She is, like, this little triangle, like, in the middle of the nail.
That means she's evolved, dude. Those things are going to be gone in a few thousand years.
It looks like Samus Aran's, like, visor.
That's a bit of an obscure reference, but...
Metroid.
Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, like, you have a perfectly round pinky toe.
Or one of them nail. Is. Like, there's the one that gets banged up and falls off, like, every 2 seconds.
No, dude, mine are barely there.
Oh, God. Oh, yes. Hearing about
our pinky fingers, too, man. Like, in 500 years, we're all going to look like Simpsons.
Oh, hearing about toenails coming off and nails coming off, nothing weirds me out more, man. Nothing.
Right. Even sucking on a chick's toe, had her toenails fall off.
Oh, oh, did you do that?
Indeed.
Oh!
Jesus Christ.
Oh. Why? Why?
I don't know.
Ugh.
I guess I didn't get enough attention as a child. Who knows?
Oh, Jesus, man.
All right.
Oh, Jesus.
Let's change subjects. Oh. That passed the point of being funny.
Well, I guess it was. I don't know. Yeah. To other people, not me. It was just gross. That was real subtle, by the way. I didn't hear that.
That's a brewski.
You want to shake up that beer before you open it on air?
Nice. As was that.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
I know. You have like an anti-foot thing, though.
I just, I'm not a big fan at all. Like, I'm not going to touch them in bed. Like, if I see them and they're not, like, gross looking, then whatever. I'm not going to, like, hatchet them off and replace them with wheels.
How kind of you.
Like little suitcase wheels.
Like the bitch from the Jetsons, the maid. Wheel feet.
Should yeah,
go
I'm not
around
do
and
that.
Serve you.
I'm not going to permanently turn Rosie. You into a roller girl. Yeah, Rosie. What would you like, Mr. J? Yeah, how great would that be, like a dirty version of the Jetsons where Rosie's just like S-ing and F-ing Elroy and Mr. J and everyone.
Well, speaking of AOL, I'm sure you remember Toon Porn. It was just
well,
like beauty getting F-ed
to this day, man. To this day, if I look up anything related to King of the Hill, picture number 5 is Cotton banging the S out of Peggy.
Oh, I would have thought it'd be Luann.
No,
she's
it's always
like the
Peggy.
Hot,
it's like Bobby effing Peggy. It's, yeah.
It's always incestuous.
It's always the cartoon kids
effing the cartoon mom, like
yeah.
Bart and Marge.
Like it can't even be like semi-normal, like Homer banging Marge or something, or if something funny like Sizzlack,
Flanders and Marge.
Yeah, no, it's always like
Bart and Lisa. Bart and Maggie.
It's like Lisa getting her twat licked by Homer. Or like Bart putting stones to Marge, and she's just looking back, and they all have that weird, like, airbrushed look to them. It's not
yeah,
even,
it doesn't
drawn.
Look like the actual cartoon, and they got like, really
no,
creepy
looking
teeth. No, it
looks like something
teeth.
You'd see on some, like, Latino gangbangers t-shirt or something. But oh. it's so, and yeah, it's always incestuous, and I want to say
Maggie that, replacing her pacifier with Bart's manhood.
Yeah, and I want to say there was one with, like, Lady Bird in the mix.
Oh, Jesus.
And you'll always see him with, like, Meg banging Peter Griffin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I felt I had to put the last name.
I was going to say, you've kept up with the Toon Porn more recently than I.
Every goddamn time I have to look up a cartoon character for a background picture for the website. I mean, like,
it shows people's true nature, because, what is it, Google sorts it according to, like, hits, I guess?
Well, it's got to be popularity. I mean, there's nothing.
Yeah, so that shows what people are looking at. The same thing, remember if you Google image search the word Jew? What is the first thing that comes up?
Oh, that covetous Jew.
No, like, yeah, that picture, just like the most
Jew
offensive stereotype. Yeah, like counting money, just conspiring against everyone.
Okay, here, perfect example. I've looked up Cotton Hill. Page 1, a couple of pictures of him looking like John McCain and Peggy looking like Sarah Palin. That's innocent enough, right?
Right.
Page 2, Cotton Hill war hero, like in front of the American flag in his little outfit. It's pretty good. Picture of a trilobite. I guess they're saying it's old. And at the end of page 2, there's Cotton Hill putting his dick inside Peggy.
Let me see this.
We didn't really beat around the bush there. By the end of page 2, here, check it out. Speaking to the mic when you react.
Ugh. It doesn't even look like them, and it's nasty.
Well, I think what I find most offensive is he has shins in that picture. I mean, what the hell? Stay
not
accurate.
Not even an accurate reproduction.
Yeah, give him his little ankies, you know, the little knee into a foot.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That didn't even look like either one. That was just terrible.
No, it's pretty bad. And I keep flipping, and... Okay, so far it's pretty clear, other than that disturbingly early hit. But, yeah, that's what I contend with every goddamn time. Every time you see some lighthearted picture, oh, like when I was Googling men on film for the background. Yeah, what do you think that led to?
Was there like just a straight up gay porn parody, or just it brings up what you think?
Let me Google. Hold on.
Antoine and Blaine. What are their last names? They have last names, don't they?
Antoine Merriweather
and Blaine Cartwright. Is that it?
That's pretty good. Hold on. Let's play it. And then we can go to a damn commercial break and regroup. Dead air.
And
dead
by
air.
Regroup, you mean group, because we accomplished nothing with this segment.
I hate you.
We made people laugh.
Us.
And we probably forced that guy who called in to put a gun into his mouth.
I don't know, or he whacked one out. Okay, here. Right. Come on, play.
Cable Access. Channel 62 presents Men on Film.
Blaine Edwards. Oh. Hold on, let's listen. I like that I picked the one that sounds like it was recorded in a damn bathroom.
I thought you had a sample.
Hello, I'm Blaine Edward, and I'm Antoine Merriweather, and welcome to Men on Films, the show.
There you go.
Men on Films.
Men on Films.
Aye, such genius before their time.
That was great.
And they really did nothing. They, yeah, Don't Be a Menace, and then...
Who, the Wayans in general, or what? Because the littler Wayans that were on
white
that show
chicks and...
got huge, man. But... I feel
older
bad.
Ones.
I feel bad for Dag. Dag's got like 8,000 Twitter followers, man.
Hey, he used to have Chocolate News. Guess that got canned.
Yeah.
He's looking a little long in the tooth.
Kind of, but he's old as hell. He's definitely rocking the Black Don't Crack thing. I mean, he's like 78 or something, and he looks pretty impressive.
Was it really the 50s?
Yeah, like late 50s or
late?
Something. Hold on, let me check it out. I know what Magical compelling
Wikipedia.
Radio... This is hearing me turn my head away from the mic to look at Wikipedia.
I'm interested because, I mean, you and I, like, we didn't grow up on that ass, really. That's a testament to our parents.
Oh, I would say, like, before even SNL, we were watching
Living
this
Color.
Stuff,
yeah. Yeah.
We were watching it over Seinfeld, if you want proof that we're actually black at heart.
No, we didn't like Seinfeld till like. I remember Aunt Jenny was kind of the one who turned us on to it.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Dag is 54.
That's about where I pegged him.
Looks pretty young, man. I'm sorry.
He's kind of losing the hair.
Is he really? It's pulling back.
Yeah.
All right, folks. We're going to come back. We got to the story of the canceled barbecue that's breaking my heart. We've got movie reviews, and I got a pretty goddamn funny story about a bearded lady who had a kid, and the kid finds the lady. And it's a
is
lot
this
of
a
gross.
Joke or is this real?
No, it's real. It's just a really gross story that maybe I can get back at you for talking about sucking on an amputated toenail. Son of a.
What about the Duke F list?
The Duke F list.
No meat there.
You mean the one that I didn't do show prep for?
No substance.
Tons of substance. Just didn't do show prep for.
Nah.
We can do it hour two if you want. If we're doing an hour two, all right, folks.
Whatever.
We'll be back in a moment.
We just want to say we are very sorry.
Screw you guys. You're dead to me.
If you say screw you one more time...
Yeah, screw you, Beef Farm. I didn't forget your birthday. I would never do that.
Guys, hey,
guys.
We just want to make it up to you. What can we do?
I guess my only wish would be that nothing so terrible would ever happen to anyone else ever again.
Oh, God. Okay.
In a way, it's good that it happened to me because at least I can bear it.
What kind of cake do you want, imbecile?
Ice cream.
Oh, Billy, Billy boy, when are you gonna find whatever it is you're looking for?
Here's a nice piece of shit.
My, oh my, wait till old man Clemens realizes it's a bag of shit.
He gonna shit when he realizes it's shit. Who got the lighter?
Light it!
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, old man Clemens hates shit. Here he goes.
Who the hell is it? What do you want? Julius Priest Barber is one of those flaming bags again.
Don't put it out with your boots, Tad.
Don't tell me my business, devil woman. Call the fire department. Oh. This one's out of control. Poop again.
He called the shit poop.
This is the best night of my life. I'll get your damn kids for this. You're all gonna die.
We'll be right back.
can't turn down Carcass, man.
Yo, that's a song.
You cannot turn down Carcass. You listen to this, and I know why I didn't get laid in high school, but also, it was probably worth it.
Who gives a crap? Good music.
Really? God damn, those guys could shred.
It's sad. Like, you heard what happened to the drummer, right?
Oh, Bill?
What was the drummer? It's Ken Owens.
I thought Ken Owens was the guitarist.
No, Bill Steer is the guitarist. And Mike Amon.
Touche. All right, well played.
Well, he had, like, a brain hemorrhage or something, so he, like, can't play anymore.
What?
Yeah, so they did, like, some reunion shows with some other drummer, like, in England. Like, some festival not too long ago.
Oh, that ain't right.
Well, no, I think they had him come out on stage or something.
Oh, they wheeled him out
like Stephen Hawking.
Oh, my God. Was he talking at the speaking spell?
I don't know. I mean, I think he, like, can talk and stuff. It's just like a stroke victim. You know, they have, like, no motor coordination.
Keep on rocking in the free world. No, man.
Definitely don't have the coordination to pull off this kind of drumming anymore.
God, listen to that dude, man. The double bass work.
Oh, they're all great musicians. I mean, that's what's awesome about it.
You got a brain hemorrhage.
Well. Yep.
Oh, life is horrible. I bet this is like tongue cancer I got. I'll have to do a radio show sounding like that.
I don't know. Rocking the Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, you've heard about DJs that do that, right?
No!
Oh, that was like some big special on Dateline. Or not Dateline, that's just for the kid rapists now. There was some guy who like lost his damn tongue or his whatever, his lips. I don't know, whatever you lose to get the Stephen Hawking box. But he lost it. And he was a damn DJ. And then they did a big story on him just doing the DJ show as a goddamn speaking spell.
Well, does he type it in or does he actually say it?
No, he just types. And the speaking spell talks.
Jesus.
Like, I can imagine his ratings holding for literally 1 week, and then people would be like, this is too goddamn weird for me.
Let's see if I can do the Tracy Morgan thing. Hold on.
Can you...
Will's putting the mic to his throat.
I mean, it's not working, is it? That's how, like, he did it on stage.
Hold on. It works if you do the voice, yeah.
You have to do the voice and put it against your throat.
Yeah, but does that do anything? Like, do the voice into the mic.
What do you mean?
Put it in my butt, Tracy.
Put it in my butt, Tracy. Put it there. Put it now.
I guess you're right. It does help a little bit.
It sounds like crud.
He knows what he's doing.
I guess he rehearsed that. Good for Tracy.
A lot of stand-up comics do that kind of stuff where they actually like, play with a mic. Same thing as singers. I mean, there are techniques.
Well, there's Eddie Murphy as Dexter St. Jock.
Swinging it like a D.
Single best example of mic play you're ever going to see.
I guess he picked that up in broadcasting school.
Yeah, exactly.
Getting his communications degree.
That son of a bitch. That guy was like world famous by 19.
Was he?
Yeah. I mean, he was like on SNL at 18 or something ridiculous. He was a stand-up for like 1 year, on SNL 1 year, and then in 48 hours the next year. I mean, it's like one of the most meteoric rises to fame.
Yeah, but look at how he squandered it.
Well, you're not a fan of Nutty Professor too?
Yeah, not especially. He's got some moments.
Don't want to meet the clumps?
What the
I was thinking of Dr. Doolittle, right? Is that the real bad one?
Wait, there's three?
I mean, there's like five effing movies where he's playing everyone. There's like Meet Dave. There's
what was the
Nutty
one?
Professor 1 and 2.
What was the one that was like Norbit? That was it.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Okay. I actually saw Norbit.
Yeah. I think we saw it together.
Yeah. And isn't it like the first half hour is watchable and you're like, oh, what kind of like uppity white comedians got or uppity white movie critics got all up their ass about this? And then you watch the last hour and you're like, I feel worse about this than MLK getting shot.
I mean, I don't know. There's, like, him playing the Asian guy, which is kind of funny. It's just like, oh, yes.
But it's all
long, very racist.
Non-white person saying they're racist is always funny.
What were we going to say?
Was it when Satan made you, he broke the mold? What's the line with the black dude from,
Don't Be a Menace. Yeah.
Yeah,
when the devil made you, he broke the mold.
Yeah.
Talking to a white chick.
Yeah, and he's talking about, you know, the black man being kept under by the white man and stuff. And then where's that chink mother F with my dry cleaning?
Yeah.
Man. Oh, that's one of the better things they've ever written.
Oh, the Wayans brothers? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't think
like, wasn't that Scream? Scary Movie, like even the first couple, I didn't even touch that.
No.
No. And it was like a 10-year gap, too.
Where's that chink mother after my dry clean? It's delivered so well.
No, that's kind of like Billy Madison. You know, there's some things, like, they age well. Like, you know, you remember it, you're like, oh, that movie's funny. And you can watch it now, and you're like, god damn, that was funny.
Oh, and some humor's so dated.
Yeah, like Friday. Remember, how I used to think Friday was so good. And like,
I still think Friday's pretty good. I'm sorry.
Did you see, remember like how we saw the sequels, and it's like, that's corny ass, like, it's awful.
Oh, what, did it all jumble together to you?
You see, it's kind of like watching Limp Bizkit. You know how people thought their first album was cool? And then, like, the second one's like, god, they suck. Fred Durst is lame.
What, and you go back and
and you're like,
bad.
You see it.
I mean, I never liked Limp Bizkit. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I thought the, like, first CD was kind of cool. Like, the music was cool. I mean, I guess the music was always all right. It's just, like, annoying-ass vocals. But he didn't, like, really get bad and self-indulgent until, like, the second and third CDs.
We actually thought he mattered. Not a fan of Nookie, eh? Not a fan of Rearranged?
That one's awful.
All in Together Now?
I believe I did like Nookie when it first came out.
I think everyone did.
Yeah, but
I mean, like, even me, like, even I was a metalhead at the time. I kind of enjoyed seeing people pump their fist in Nookie.
It's like, you know, when you're in a relationship and it ends badly, and you're like, this person's a piece of crap. And you go back in your head to the time, like, when you're in love and all that,
and you
see the red flags.
Always a dirty piece of crap.
Yeah, you just were kind of oblivious to it and put it out of your head and whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, yeah, on that uplifting note that led nowhere, but we said it because that's what we do on this show. We just talk. Screw it. We do either movie reviews or a bitch about the barbecue, or we talk about the bearded lady. You pick your poison. Pick your poison, boy. Choose your own adventure.
BBQ, because I'm kind of effing hungry.
Oh, really? Fine.
Yeah, we stole food from...
Are we hungry? I didn't realize that my whole day's been shattered because I'm not having the delicious barbecue right now. Yeah, instead... While we play that commercial, like, everyone, we play that stupid little two-minute break. And maybe you think we're doing, like, something creative in here.
We're stealing a picnic basket like goddamn
Yogi
Bear.
And Boo-Boo. Yeah. Like, I sprinted out.
When we run, it makes the fucking bongo noise.
Yeah, it makes the funny bongo noise. That's exactly what you said. I do, too, think it's a funny noise. You pronounce funny in a funny way. There's a C in there, which I'm not accustomed to hearing, but I, too, agree with your assessment that it's funny.
All right.
What kind of noise was it, Will?
It was funny.
There
or
we go.
Funky.
Oh,
my
even better.
And was a little subdued. I got a lot of phlegm in my throat.
You thought it was a silent N, right?
Yeah.
In the word funky?
Oh, I like funky zite.
Okay.
All right.
Recovery. All right. 10 points.
All right.
Yeah, I sprinted out. Like Yogi Bear with a F-U-N-K-Y noise. No, I sprinted out. We found a pizza box. Will identified a pizza box just sitting on a chair.
Out. I want to go back for seconds, man. You don't want that being thrown out.
There's one slice left. We'll hit that S.
Unless someone throws it out, they hear this. Or they hear it and they take the S. They're like, there's pizza in the hall.
You're
hall
right.
Pizza.
That pizza's missing. Guys up front, I know it's you. We alerted you to it. Now that I know you're listening, that pizza's ours, man. This is all we got in life. This show that pays nothing and the hallway pizza.
Hall pizza.
Hall pizza.
Like the Tick. Like roof pig.
Roof pig.
Hall pizza. Chair pizza.
Yeah, the whole point is I built my entire Saturday. A couple weeks ago, I got my food partner in crime, Rich Harmon. The delightful chocolate bear.
How come he never comes in here?
Rich can be paid to come in here.
Really?
I don't know why Rich has such a hard-on against coming in this studio. He's been invited 20 goddamn times.
What the hell does he do on Saturday?
Nothing. Right now, he's actually...
Wowing?
No, he doesn't play WoW anymore. But long story short, a couple of weeks ago, Rich tips me off and he says, hey, John Callahan is having his yearly barbecue and you are invited.
Now, cordially invited.
Yeah, no one out there knows what the John Callahan barbecue is, so let me clue you in. He's a friend of mine through Rich, a married guy, I want to say like mid-30s, and he works from home, and because of that, he can choose to live wherever the hell he wants. So he decided to live in the middle of bum F, and with his like 90K a year he makes, he built a goddamn palace out there. There's like four-wheelers you can drive around. You can do whatever. You could kill a man on this property and just kick them into a ditch. It's like watching Casino. Like, that's how Wild West this house is. It's amazing. And once a year, he hates the solitude of it, and he brings people over for this massive barbecue.
Any chicks?
Well, don't. Why you gotta leap to the one place where it's deficient, okay? Right. No, there's not a lot of chicks there. It's all, like, this isn't like I knock on the door, I'm like, Fidelia.
And there's naked just, chicks and masks.
There's just this menacing piano music as I come in. No.
Effing Jaws theme on piano.
And one of the beauties of this man having so much property is he's got another friend who has an actual barbecue cart, like a friggin' U-Haul that's been converted into a tiki bar with a barbecue built into the back. It's got bars, like actual kegs on tap built into it.
So is he like a caterer, or does he roll up to where people who made public service announcements today work outside Home Depot and yeah. sell churros for $1 each?
The barbecue cart is brought to various like corporate functions. It's that level of food. It is not crud. This man who's friends with John Callahan has a barbecue cart. It's stocked to the point he gets paid like $5K, and he'll roll up to your office building having its yearly barbecue.
So,
and he'll stock it. He'll give you all the meat. He'll give you the booze.
And he literally serves it out of the truck or whatever.
Yeah. And he doesn't have a place to leave it, so the deal struck is he can keep it at Callahan's in exchange for once a year he has to cater the orgy. The Fidelio party.
Okay, so he lives in a place where he can't park it.
Exactly. So he leaves it on Callahan's sprawling property.
Until he gets a gig.
Exactly.
All right.
Once a year. Yeah, you follow. Gold star. Once a year, though, his end of this obligation is he has to throw us a massive barbecue. No. I mean, the likes of which I cannot convey on air. It's just stacks of meat.
Pigs on spits.
Yeah.
Apples. Are you serious?
There's actual, yeah. They've done pigs
Jesus
on spits.
Jesus Christ. Like, yeah. With the apple in the mouth and
yeah.
everything?
Yeah, oh yeah. You thought you were going for effect there, buddy?
Oh, man.
Got you, didn't I? Dunked on your face,
holy
bitch.
Holy ass.
Pigs on spits. Every barbecue, Carolina barbecue, you know, I don't know the other types of
the different Texas, I imagine.
Yes. The different textures, the different tastes of these sauces. There's ribs of every variety. There's chicken if you want that.
Jesus Christ, I gotta go to this.
There's tons of mac and cheese.
I want to go to there.
Cookies, brownies. It's the highlight of my year. There's nothing better. And then he has a huge bonfire out front going as well. It's like a little pyromaniac kid's wet dream. You're just eating meat, watching a 10-foot fire. It's amazing. There's college football going. So I was told about this, that it would be October 2nd, maybe like 3 weeks ago. And usually I'm a cheap Jew about giving away any of my work shifts, because I don't work any full-time jobs. Like, if I don't show up to JFK after doing this show right now, if I don't go to XM, I'm just not paid.
That's like me. I'm self-employed, so.
Yeah, and I want to say at XM I'll make like 75 or so. At JFK I make like 30, so it's 100-something bucks down the crapper. But I didn't care. $100 to attend this?
You'd eat that in meat and then some.
Yeah. Oh, are you kidding? Yeah, it's
eat a deuce and a half worth of meat.
I mean, it's just, it's an orgy over there. And not in the sense Will was going for, but it is, you are eating until you want to vomit, and then you just kind of sit in like a comatose state for an hour, and then you wake up and you eat some more. And you leave at 9.
Do you get to destroy the toilets in this immaculate house?
No, you don't have to. It's barbecue.
Because it's,
it can't work its way through you that much. I mean, the next day, you're dropping dumps like a cement mixer, though.
Oh,
it's horrible. It comes out of you the next day. But until then, enjoy the ride. It's all beautiful. So,
sweet pork pie.
Yeah, and I get the go-ahead. He's like, Rich is like very serious about it. He's like, what are you doing October 2nd? And I already know about what time of year this barbecue takes place. And I answer the phone call. I'm like, well, if it's John Callahan's barbecue, I'm not doing a goddamn thing other than John Callahan's barbecue.
Bleh.
And he answers, indeed, it is John Callahan's barbecue. So I drop XM, I drop JFK immediately. I mean, I sent out the email within 10 minutes. Like, Anthony, I got a previous engagement, man. Sorry. JFK, Katie Powers. Sorry, lady. No big deal. We're all good. I get the call about 4 days ago from Rich. And he's like, So, you
bad news, man.
You didn't tell anyone you weren't going to be working this Saturday, right? I'm like, oh, you mean the people I told about 5 seconds after I got off the phone with you? Yeah, I told those people. I told them twice to be safe, you son of a bitch. I literally had to tell one of them twice. I saw my name pop up on the schedule for that Saturday at XM.
Literally
had to contact him again and be like, sorry, dude. I know you're completely thin on Saturdays, but I made it abundantly clear that Saturday is special and will be set aside for me.
So what the F are you going to do now?
Well, yeah, bad news. There's no barbecue. It's moved till next week. And you want to know...
Because the weather or what?
No, I think Rich, he's trying to blame it on John Callahan. I think Rich got F'd it wrong. Up. I think Rich got it wrong. He's trying to pin it on John Callahan.
I thought maybe like they moved it because it'd be soggy or something.
You want to know how whipped I am by that barbecue? Second set of emails went out within 10 minutes. Taking off the next week.
Did you call this John Callahan and confirm first?
No. I need something to believe in. I need something to pull through. I'm going to be in California all next week. And you know what my main concern was? Making sure I was off work for John Callahan's barbecue.
When are you coming back?
In time for John Callahan's barbecue.
Friday or Saturday?
Saturday morning in time for John Callahan's barbecue.
So any more like bad weather and you're going to miss it?
I'll be back way, way early Saturday morning.
I hope you're not intending for me to pick you up.
No.
Mommy?
Probably Rich Harmon. Rich can atone for his sins and pick me up from the airport.
Is this like an all-day event?
I want to say we're going to do this show, check out, and then eat till about 10.
Nice.
I'm pretty psyched.
And I'll be working out like a mother beforehand.
Oh, that's what everyone does. You gotta, you do your squats, you do your deadlifts, you do your heavy stuff. And then you just go and you eat 59 grams of pork fat per second, and you excuse it as there's a shred of protein in that mix.
Check weather.com, if you would be so kind.
No, I'll look up pornographic pictures online, because that's mildly compelling, but I am not going to check that out. I'm sorry.
All right.
Why, you think it could be rained on?
I don't know. Is it like an effing hurricane?
The tiki cart does have a roof. There will be barbecuing.
All right. I'll just say.
I think we're covered.
All right.
All right. Let's go to the movie reviews and then we can get out of here. Will, are you feeling up to a second episode or do you just want to go home?
Doesn't matter.
I kind of want to go home. I'm not going to lie.
That's up to you. I don't care.
Kind of want to watch Netflix.
All right.
Going to just stare at you. Make you shrug uncomfortably to fill this dead air.
I don't give an S. I like the live one better, even though we can't curse.
Me too. It feels weird in the side studio. I actually have to record a 60-second comedy track for a rap album.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious, Will.
Whose album?
Tay Black, rapper of DC.
Are you effing with me?
No.
So it's going to be like one of those skits like on the Eminem CDs?
Yeah, recording that. You want to be in on that? Let's do that together.
Are you the straight white guy? I'm sorry, Tay.
No, I'm not.
Your music is too wild.
I'm not going to be Ted Wasana song. No, I got
to
be.
People don't want to listen to Jungle Rhythms.
I got to. Let's just send them that. That should be all we
isolate
send.
Isolate that all.
Yeah. No one wants to listen to Jungle Rhythms, and then the beat drops.
Why don't you woogie boogie on out of here?
No. God, no. No, but we have to record that. You don't have to. You can join in.
Rhythm and blues will never surpass country music.
All right. Let's do our movie reviews, man.
All right.
I got three lined up, but first, the music that I picked.
Have we seen any of these movies?
One of the three.
All right.
I saw the Swedish version of a second one.
Oh, well, so really one and a half.
Yeah.
We're batting 500.
All right. There. It makes no sense in context. Literally none, unless you've seen Men on Film. I kind of just had fun sampling it earlier today. All right, well, we're going to be reviewing The Town.
Oh, we have seen that.
Yeah. Then The Social Network.
We have not seen that.
And Let Me In.
I don't even know what that is.
Kind of went down there. First, The Town, which is the...
one we saw.
Yeah, it's the one we saw. Let me bring down It's Raining Men. I can't help but dance when I hear that.
Is that the original version? That's the Men on Film version.
No, it's the original.
Really?
By the Weather Ladies. I think that's what they're called.
The Weather Ladies. And they have a song called It's Raining Men. Were all their songs weather themed?
Yes.
All right.
There's also my vagina scorching hot. Well, the. Do you want to do it? I just want to get the hell out of here. Oh, I've never wanted to do a show less than today, and I don't know why.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing special going on out there. Just traffic. I mean, nothing good.
Okay. You got me going. I'm pumped. That was what I needed.
You put a ho call out on Twitter. Tell them hoes to call in.
You're my Burgess Meredith. You pumped me up.
I have no idea who that is either.
Really? I'm going to eat lightning and crap thunder? Burgess Meredith and Rocky.
I've never seen Rocky all the way through.
Wow.
That's like one of those movies I've seen bits and pieces of.
Okay. We got The Town, which is the bank robber flick starring...
God, what's his name in Mallrats?
Ben Affleck, man.
I know, but I was trying to think of the character's name in Mallrats.
Oh, the butt rapist?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's pretty much the tale of him as a Boston hood. And his team of guys, and they're robbing banks in Boston. And then one of the times they rob a bank, he bumps into a chick, one of the bank tellers, and he falls for her. And he's kind of caught between a rock and a hard place. He doesn't know whether to stay loyal to his bank robbing crew or to talk to the chick, get close to the chick, move on with his life, not be a bank robber anymore.
Well, the whole idea is he's trying to, like, feel her out to see if she's going to go to the FBI because she's, like, the one witness.
At first.
Yeah.
At first, that might be the case, but then the emotions. I'm pointing to the heart, emotions and stuff. They get involved.
Even though she looks like a retarded Katherine Heigl or something.
She really does, doesn't she? Doesn't she look like a low-rent Katherine Heigl?
Pretty mediocre trim.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I would have rather gone for like his skanky meth head baby mama.
Oh,
with
yeah.
The fake tease.
Well, Will, what did you think of it? What was your impression of it?
We both kind of agreed. It's sort of like a bitch heat. It's like heat set in Boston instead of L.A.
It was just
very similar.
I agree with you in the way we said we agreed before the show that you mentioned that on air. Yes. I think, while not a bad film, it was literally just heat F's The Departed. You like the way I said F, but I didn't really say F well?
I'm sorry. I've never seen The Departed. I've seen the ending.
Oh,
it's
so
kind of like seeing the ending of The Sixth Sense.
Oh, yeah,
you don't really
yeah.
need to see the first 90 minutes.
So you've seen everyone die.
Yes, just everyone shooting everyone.
You're not invested in anyone. You just saw the orgy of carnage.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought it was... I don't really get the hugely positive reviews. I thought it was good. Solid 3 out of 4. Ebert agrees with me with the 3 out of 4.
But was it? Also, it's been 15 years since Heat, so it's almost like...
Yeah.
You know, kids and stuff won't even know what the hell it is.
Yeah, if you want to see a good heist movie, like the best of all time, probably my favorite movie ever, not saying it's the best, saying it's my favorite, gonna go with Heat, which you kindly bought me on my birthday, like, what, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
The DVD. And I just
bought while I was, like, clocked in for work. Just left to go to Dulles Town Center.
For you.
While getting paid overtime.
All right, second movie we're gonna review. We haven't seen this at all.
The Social Network.
The Social Network. The story of...
Mark Zuckerberg. Is that even his name?
It is Mark right. Zuckerberg. You're very correct. You would be punctilious in
assuming
stating
that.
Yes.
Punctilious.
Story of Mark Zuckerberg, the creator of Facebook, who made a mint doing it. There's not much to tell here. I guess there were some trials and tribulations, like guys sued him.
Yeah, apparently
accusing.
He ripped like two people off.
Yeah, and then he had a partner that he muscled out.
Isn't this like all business stories?
Yeah, I get it. It's done well. It's screenplay by Aaron Sorkin. I don't know what he did, but he did
sounds
screenplay
familiar.
Stuff. Yeah, I know the name. And then there's David Fincher, who did Seven.
David Fincher,
another fine young gentleman who respects his mother. I'm not pumped on this at all. Like, movies like this actually make me feel like S. I don't like seeing young people successful because it reminds me I'm not successful. And then it's like doubly compounded because the stars in it are other young, successful stars. So, like, I hate it because Mark Zuckerberg made a mint, but then I hate it because Jesse Eisenberg, while not making as much, is still making money.
Jesse Eisenberg? Is that the star?
Yeah.
The guy from Adventureland.
Exactly. And he's great in that, but I don't need to see a movie about a young, successful actor playing someone else who's young and successful. Like, even more successful than him. Like, that is just too goddamn much for me to handle. Like, I would kill myself before that movie ended.
You just need to do whatever you enjoy.
I hate everything. I can't get paid to overeat and jack off. And that's the crux of my problem in this life. You're like, can you?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, and last but not least, there's Let Me In, which is a remake of the 2008 Swedish vampire flick, Let the Right One In.
Don't know it.
Yeah, I learned about it earlier yesterday. That's why we're reviewing it today. It came out this week. How's that for timing?
All right. What's it about?
It's about this little 12-year-old Swedish prick.
Ooh.
Who's
sexy.
Yeah. He's routinely getting the crap beat out of him. And then this chick moves next door, this dark little chick, kind of dark hair. He looks like Hitler Youth.
Is she also 12?
She's also 12.
Also sexy.
Also sexy. Right. Sexy as the Dickens. And turns out she's a vampire.
Enough with the effing vampires.
And she's running around killing people, but he falls for her anyhow. And they have this little kid romance.
Suck the blood out of my D.
Yeah, and it's...
Trade.
I'm not going to lie, though the Swedish version's really well done. It's a little weird in that, first of all, the little girl vampire is actually a little boy vampire who'd been castrated. So it's kind of like a 12-year-old homo vampire romance.
Jesus Christ. That's the Swedish version or the American version?
No, it's the Swedish one. I'm going to assume she's got a vag in the American version because we're not advanced enough to handle, like, not only is it two little kids in love with each other, like, deeply in love, but they're not, like, banging or anything, but they're, like, kind of really in love.
Right.
We couldn't handle, like, a tranny version of that, though. But, yeah, it's go watch it streaming on Netflix. It's called Let the Right One In.
Does he let the right one in?
Yes. Yes, he does. Repeatedly. No, there's just this weird scene where you see the little kid changing, and it's like a little horizontal scar where the nuts and everything should be. Yeah, it wasn't good.
Hung like a Ken doll.
I didn't like that part so much. I'm not going to lie to you. But good flick overall. Don't know about the American remake. I'm guessing, like I said, she's actually a chick. And that's all they'd really have to tone down.
When's the last time anyone's had an original effing idea? Notice with all three of these movies, one was lifted from another. That's 15 years old. The other...
Oh, it's based on a book.
Based on a story. Yeah, this based on a movie based on a book.
Well, none of them are original, to get to it. One's a remake. I want to say Social Network's based on a book, and...
Jeez. And the other one's based, you said, a book, too.
Yeah.
Christ.
Nothing's original, but The Godfather wasn't either. What do you want? Goodfellas wasn't either. What do you want, man? Casino. Actually, no, Casino was original. Take that back.
Yeah, but isn't it kind of based on a true story? Or not really.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
But, oh, God, an original movie. Zombieland?
Kingpin.
Yeah, Kingpin. Yeah, that was a triumph. Well,
so it can be done.
Yeah, speaking of things that are triumphs, let's conclude this show. Favorite part of the show when it's going this poorly. Huh? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the sweetest thing ever. Right? Like, hearing this is like hearing the chopper blades after being a hostage. For like a year in Iran.
I was having an okay time.
Were you really?
Yeah. Okay. Why the F not?
Maybe we did okay today. Maybe it wasn't as bad as I thought. We talked. We said things. People laughed. We had a caller. I'm looking at the pluses here.
What happened to that one chick who always calls?
I don't know, Will. She died.
He died a horrible death. In New York City.
Now there are no pluses again. You took that from me. All right, folks, you've been listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papa Giorgio. My brother, Will Papa Giorgio.
Later.
Yeah, screw it. We'll go with it. Will's later. We'll call the ending on this one. We don't have to tell him about impapasbasement.com. We don't have to tell him about tweeting us at Papa's Basement or Facebook at Papa's Basement, do we, Will?
Me thinks you did that intentionally.
You just have to say later, don't you? Say it again.
I don't know. I don't know what your effing taglines is.
Just kidding. All right, dive in. Get out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody. Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way.